The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about babies. Fur babies, that is. We think pets are pretty important for a happy life. They can be annoying, yes, but they rarely talk back and they're always happy to see us.
Yes, I have a dog that makes me feel like the most special person in the world. When my teenager snubs me, I can always count on Bijou to show me some love. Does your beagle Charlie make you feel like a VIP?
Definitely. But Charlie is not a good judge of time. Whether we've been gone for 5 minutes or 5 hours, he is thrilled when we walk back into the house, which is pretty great.
Speaking of Charlie, when I was a kid, I had a pet rooster named Charlie. A hawk got his mom and the rest of his little chick siblings, so I became his mother. I trained him to ride on my shoulder, and he liked to follow me around like a dog. Of course, I had lots of pets when I was a kid.
And you still do, right?
Yeah, I do. I've got 2 cats, 2 chickens, a dog, and several tanks full of fish right now. One of my favorite pet memories from when my teenager was younger involves our cat, Asia. My daughter used to put Asia in an old baby stroller, and we'd go for a walk. And it was hilarious when we passed someone on the street and they'd glance over, you know, with a little smile on their face expecting to see a baby. Instead, they'd see a pointy-faced cat with whiskers and a long tail cuddled up in the pink blanket. Surprise!
Surprise! Well, that's funny. Thanks for listening today. We'd love to read some of your favorite pet stories on our Facebook page. Just look for NWA Motherlode and join the conversation. We'll see you there.